This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macra and myself, Tass. We actually have a very, very, very intimate number of people in this studio. We've just had a fantastic announcement from Richard Wynne, the Minister for Planning, the Victorian Minister for Planning, who basically has given the Victorian Pride Centre the go-ahead, the green light to now commence building. And to make that possible, we've also just had a federal opposition representative, Josh Byrne, who's the Labor candidate for McNamara, my seat, by the way. I live in McNamara. McNamara to commit to $10.6 million, $10 million for the Pride Centre and $0.6 to assist Joy to move.
$600,000.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. And now we also have in the studio Jude Munro, Chair of the Pride Centre Board, and we have Melinda Rich, who's the Joy Board. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning all. Very good to be here.
So, Jude, what does this mean, these two announcements today mean for the Pride Centre?
First of all, to town planning. You've got no idea. If we hadn't got planning approval through, thank you so much, Minister Wynne. Thank you so much, Richard. We would have been looking at potentially 2 years of objections, of going through all of the administrative processes, the legal battles that we possibly could have had to fight. This was a very complicated town planning permit if it had gone down the permit path. And I have to pay tribute to Peter McEwen for thinking through a process that would get this through, because what we had is multiple zones, and because of the multiple uses, radio station, health and counselling services, all sorts of groups and organisations that would be in the centre, the planning permit side of things was going to be a nightmare. So this was actually an amendment to the town planning scheme for the city of Port Phillip.
So this is actually quite big.
This is huge.
Oh, yeah. It's not just a rubber stamp on a bit of paper.
No. And the amount of work that's gone on by City of Port Phillip staff, the Department of Environment, Local Government Water and Planning staff, so the planning side, this is just enormous. And for this to happen, the week after we've gone out to tender to construct is just extraordinary. And what it means in terms of federal Labor. I need to explain to people that this has been going on for 12 months. And I'm an old public servant from way back, and you always approach the government of the day first. So we went to the federal government, we went to the Prime Minister of the time, other people. I have to say, Kelly O'Dwyer was fantastic, and it's through her efforts that we've now got DGR status.
So that's for people. Donations are tax deductible.
That's it, and that makes a huge difference to us. And we are not partisan as the independent skills-based board of the Pride Centre. But I have to say that I want people to understand this background, and then when we had exhausted it. So we went Prime Minister, Minister, then passed down to an advisor, and then flicked to an intern. And when it got to the intern stage, lovely though he was, there was still no support, right? So I pay tribute to Kelly O'Dwyer, but we really didn't get anywhere. Then we turn to the federal opposition.
Of course, it's not too late. I mean, federal government could in fact say we will also provide an additional $10,000.
That door is always open. But can I say, in terms of federal Labor, I went through Jenny Macklin first, who's my local member, then Michael Danby, and then through a series of shadow ministers, and everyone was supportive. I found out what the process was going to be. Georgie Harmon and I went and saw Bill Shorten. I actually rugby tackled Anthony Albanese at Canberra Airport. I spied him from afar. I ran along a corridor. I grabbed him. I shoved one of our brochures in his hand, said, "You've got to support this." Jim Chalmers, who chairs one of the processes as shadow minister, Josh, who then took up our submission, and Joyce, and ran with it. So Josh Byrne as the candidate for the federal seat of McNamara has done an outstanding job, and then organising for Tanya Plibersek to make the announcement. So this has been 12 months in the making. This hasn't been flippity-gibbet stuff.
Yes.
We have really run this down.
Because no one's going to hand over money unless there's a solid business case.
There's got to be a solid business case.
You can demonstrate the return on the investment.
Absolutely. And the state government here has been sensational. Not only the $15 million, but the state treasurer giving us a low-cost loan for 10.
Yeah. Yes.
So let us not forget that what this means is all of this incredible goodwill, when there's potentially so many obstacles in the way, this could have been 5 years, 10 years out.
And that,
got the opportunity to actually make this happen. This is going to happen. The Pride Centre is going to be built.
And that's what we're looking at, Jude. We're looking at many, many years into the future. You know, without the planning approval, without the additional money, without the support, without the low-interest loan, this was going to be many, many years in the future.
Macca, I was so excited I got here an hour early.
I know. I was concerned. I thought we'd got the times wrong.
Did you get a car park?
I think we should hear from Mel now. Mel, what does the $600,000 mean for Joy?
Yeah, well, look, I said on the day it's a game changer for Joy, and I know that's a bit of a cliched sort of phrase, but it really is. It costs about $1 million a year to run Joy, and we hustle every single minute of every day to do that, just to run what we do now. So finding $600,000 to facilitate the move to the Pride Centre was feeling like a pretty insurmountable task. So this really does give us a really strong basis to think about that as our future home, our permanent home. Lovely to be here on Bourke Street, but we don't have tenure here, which is always a risk to Joy. Mm. I would just echo everything that people have said. These things sort of happen gradually, and then they happen suddenly. This has been bubbling away for quite some time. A lot of people making a lot of effort. My role was, I think, to write some reasonably persuasive letters on the presidential letterhead, sort of outlining Joy and what we do and the reach and impact that we have, and particularly the difference that we make to the community and how we fulfil that, amongst many others, role of, you know, building a more inclusive Victoria. And I just couldn't imagine us not being at the Pride Centre. So this means that we can do that and have those discussions in earnest.
And it's important to remember that, you know, for people to understand, Joy does not receive government funding.
No,
right?
Not a cent.
We exist on the basis of...
Well, not funding. It does actually receive sponsorship funding.
Sponsorship, yes. Yeah, but that's not funding.
No.
Okay. So, you know, in the past where Victorian government, and Dick assisted with this, to move from South Melbourne to here, then we have now this, you know, from federal Labor, a commitment. But people need to understand, we have tried both sides of the fence,
mm-hmm.
right? We have not just gone to Labor. We have gone to the Liberals in state and federal on both of these occasions. I remember because I was at I was involved in both, and it hasn't been forthcoming. That's the reality. It's not about politics. It's actually about the reality. It's not fake news. It's real news. It's real news.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.